Good Morning Pensacola, Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
Yes, good morning, Pensacola. This is not Andrew. Andrew will be back. He's out for a week. I'm Bobby Rossi, filling in for Andrew this week. Thanks for joining me here. If you'd like to weigh in, of course, you can call or text 850-437-1620. That's 850-437-1620. Let's get started with some of the, first of all, 82 degrees already this morning.
Yeah. It's like a dog's mouth.
And
I mean,
humid.
You walk out.
It's like a dog's mouth. Outside?
Yes.
It's like, never heard it described that way, but yes.
You know what I mean? Yeah.
Feels like your dog's breathing in your face right when you
the
walk outside.
The whole time. You're back inside, yeah.
At least it doesn't smell as bad as the dog's breath. But yeah, it's pretty bad.
It depends on where you are.
I guess that's true too, yes. Depends on which part of town. It's going to be high of about 96. Totally sunny today. Not really a chance of rain or anything like that. In fact, we're not going to get rain until like at least another week. So it's going to be all sunny and hot this whole week. Over the weekend, it felt like it was over 100 degrees. And I actually had to make a trip to Orlando. Where I was at in Orlando, it was 110.
Oh, my goodness.
With the same kind of humidity we have here. It was ridiculous. And I was stuck outside trying to jumpstart a car for 2 hours.
Oh, my gosh. I'd have just left it.
I finally did.
Yeah.
After 2 hours,
oh,
I finally
no.
did. So now this car's just staying there.
Oh, no.
I was trying to help a buddy, but right. I was like,
well, God bless you.
At some point,
go
like,
with God.
Come on, man. At some point, we're going to die of dehydration. I need some water and get out of here. So, and apparently a third of Americans were under some sort of heat warning this past weekend.
Man.
So it's the heat wave is still here. We had a very long winter, not here in Florida, but nationwide. I've got relatives in New York and all up north, and all they did is complain about how long. When is summer gonna come?
Right.
Like, well, here it is. Here it is. Like, enjoy it.
Do you love it?
Yeah, that's right. Don't you love it? Isn't this wonderful? Now they're all like, I wish it would, this cold weather would come back. They just didn't want the snow. Apparently, you know, a lot of snow this year, which was good for like Lake Tahoe and
the
drought-stricken areas.
Up, yeah.
Yeah, fill the water up. But a third of Americans under a heat warning. And going along with that heat warning, the horrible story about Maui and the wildfires, the death toll now up to 100.
Oh.
And they have cadaver dogs looking for people in buildings. I read something like the percentage of buildings that the dogs have searched is very, very tiny at this point, like 15%.
Oh, no.
So they still got a lot more buildings to search. And unfortunately, that probably means a higher death toll. And of course, I was listening to some of the stuff yesterday on the news on Fox News radio here on News Radio 923. And the big thing they're starting to talk about now is, like, why is the death toll this high? And the reason is because apparently Maui has a bunch of sirens, like weather alert sirens. Like we have our tornado sirens. Well, they have sirens for tsunamis and, you know, all this stuff. And apparently their siren system never went off. And so people didn't know that it was a problem until it was too late. And I guess the wildfires knocked out communications. So like radio towers weren't working and all kinds of other things. So people just didn't know.
Oh my goodness.
There's a fire coming. The winds picked up. And so the fire just came in super fast.
Blazed right through that.
Just blazed right through fast, and they didn't really even know. So, unfortunately, death toll rising right there, and that's one of the big stories I think on a lot of people's minds today. Which does bring me back to Florida. So both of our senators, Marco Rubio and Rick Scott, have expressed concern that FEMA's funds have been being depleted. Like the budget for FEMA is being depleted. And, of course, they're thinking for Florida, right, you know, anytime we get a major natural disaster like a hurricane, like we often get, and we need those FEMA funds in order to help restore and help the community recover. Well, you got communities like Maui getting hit by these disastrous wildfires. Of course, California with wildfires as well. Other places on the East Coast get hit by hurricanes. We have tornadoes in the Midwest, flooding in the Midwest. You know, so we often have a lot of these things. And one of the things that people say, whether you believe that climate change is man-made or not, doesn't really, to me, it doesn't really matter. The reality of it is, though, is we are seeing, you know, we do have a lot of disasters. And these disasters, whether there's more or less than what there used to be, that doesn't matter either. What does matter is they cost more to fix now.
Absolutely.
Because that's...
It's so inflation all over the world.
It's inflation it all is. Over the world, even with disasters. And so I actually agree with Marco Rubio and Senator Scott that there's a little concern that of all the things in the budget you're going to reduce FEMA, the disaster recovery efforts. However, there is an argument that some people make, and I'd like to hear your thoughts. Should the government even, should that even be the government's job to help our communities recover? Shouldn't it be our own job that we get our own insurance and our own things like this? So that's one of the arguments to reduce FEMA is, well, it's not the government's job to help us recover from a natural disaster anyway. All right. So it goes back to the whole role of federal government. What the role of federal government is, we don't do traffic right now, right?
No, right. We do at the 6 o'clock hour. Okay. Yeah. But the roads are fine, if you're wondering. Yeah, everything's fine.
All right. I was going to blow through it, and I'm like, wait a minute. I can't remember if we do.
Oh, that's so courteous. Unlike Andrew McKay. I'm just kidding. No, no, we don't. We don't. But no, at traffic, I'll tell you, the roads are fine. But if you ever see anything, 437-1620, text it in.
Perfect. There you go. So, that brings up a question about role of federal government. Now, there's something else that's becoming a little controversial down in Maui, which is... apparently, tourists are still, you know, they had their vacations already planned. They're still going to Maui, and they're still snorkeling.
Seriously?
Yep.
Oh, my goodness.
Still snorkeling, still doing their vacation plans with their either, you know, themselves or their significant other or even their children. And so people are like, how heartless can you be when this community is completely devastated? Entire towns have been burned up. I don't know if you've seen the pictures.
It's awful. It is awful.
Entire towns are gone. And it's a lot. And I guess there's like 14,000 individuals, like no home. And Maui's a small island. It's not even like the big island. So Maui's a smaller island. There's not really any place for them to house 14,000 people. So right now, we talk about FEMA. We were just talking about the funding for FEMA. They're trying to bring in tents and stuff for the people to stay in for a while now. But 14,000 individuals, at least, that I saw last, that have no place to go.
It's like half of Pensacola, right? I mean, the city?
The actual city.
I mean, golly, that's so many people.
So many people without a home right now. And then tourists are over there so that just make the go, because I saw the same thing. They're getting blasted. Like, tourists are basically being blasted online. Like, how dare you go snorkeling, and in the background it's like burning ash, you know. But at the same time, I mean, they paid for this trip. A lot of these people can't afford it. Like,
Hawaii's
this is their
expensive anyway.
Yeah,
so
exactly.
They're probably thinking, I'm just going to go. And it looks like a bomb went off, of course.
Yeah, it looks like a bomb went off. But they're goodness. Like, hey, I paid for this. I've been saving up for this trip for years. You know, I want to go snorkeling with the whatevers.
Right. Yeah. Where's my Lay's at? Yeah, right. Yeah. I can see. Jason Momoa actually did a PSA asking people to just let the money go and just let Maui heal. Mm-hmm. I can see where people wouldn't follow that necessarily.
Yeah.
But, you know.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm.
It's hard. Yeah. I know.
I mean, I don't know what I would do in that situation. I do. I'd probably, if I had the trip already planned, I'd probably show up and be like, what can I do to help?
Yes, you absolutely would.
Yeah.
I think I would, too. I would, too.
I mean, I already had the trip planned. I planned on going hiking, and I planned on going snorkeling, and I planned on doing
Might as well pick some stuff up. Right, yeah. Right. You have
but instead, I'd be like, all right.
No, I can see you
what
doing
can I
that.
Do? What can I do to help? No, I'm
but
here.
You also know, and I know people that would just go and be like, hey.
Yeah, I know some people like that, too.
Bring on the pork, you know, or whatever. Bring on the Brady Bunch stuff.
Oh, man, sucks
first
for you.
Idol. Right, right.
Oh, man, sucks for you guys. Well, I'll be in the ocean if you need anything. And they're like, yeah, we do need something. We need you to help us. And they go, oh, well, that was just a courtesy. I didn't really mean...
We know people like that too.
Yeah, unfortunately, I do know people like
nobody
that.
Nobody here at the station, but yeah.
No.
We all have friends like that. Yeah, but there's a PSA going around saying, hey, please do not come. But it looks awful, like a bomb dropped.
Yeah, you know? It does. Yeah, that's about the best way to put it. And it's crazy how fast it happened. So, It's Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay. I'm Bobby Rossi filling in for Andrew. And if you'd like to weigh in, text 850-437-1620. Coming up next, we're going to get an update from David Wayne over in the newsroom. And, I got another kind of disaster.
Full of good news this morning.
Yeah, full of good news. It was a disaster, but it could have been worse.
Okay.
And it has a tie into Pensacola. So I'll share that with you coming up here right after the break on News Radio 92.3.
At Grainger, we're for the ones who pay attention to every little detail. The ones who fuss, tinker, and sweat the small stuff. Because you know the tiniest thing can make the biggest difference when it comes to keeping business moving. We get it. We're the same way. Offering access to product experts to help you quickly and easily find what you need. So whatever your industry, you know you're always getting professional-grade products. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Do you struggle with occasional nerve aches in your hands or feet? Try Nervive Nerve Relief from the world's number one nerve care company. Nervive tablets contain alpha-lipoic acid to relieve nerve aches, weakness, and discomfort, plus B-complex vitamins to support healthy nerve function as you age. Live life with less nerve discomfort with Nervive Nerve Relief. Learn more at NerviveHealth.com. And try Nervive Pain Relieving Cream to block nerve pain signals at the source. Use as directed.
You know that feeling when the car you drive starts to turn? I don't mean starts to turn in the corner. I mean starts to turn into a car you don't want anymore. Like, you know it's getting to be too long. It's not really doing what it should. You sometimes wonder maybe even whether it's going to work properly, but you're always talking yourself out of replacing it. Well, if that's where you're at, go to Frontier Motors. Look around and see. So here's what's going to happen. You'll go, you'll try a couple of cars, you'll find something that you really love, you might find something that you love a little bit less, and then you have to make a decision, but that's okay, because in the end, you'll come away with a car that you're happy to drive, and you should be happy to drive your car. You shouldn't be thinking, oh no, is it time? Well, if you're thinking that, it is time. Go to Frontier Motors, check it out, get a new car. Frontier Motors, serving the Pensacola community for more than 25 years, right behind the Big Buffalo on Beverly Parkway. Be sure to tell them Andrew McKay says hi.
Advertising, marketing, digital marketing? These are words you hear a lot about. But what exactly do they mean? How do you get started? Where do you get started? Well, you can start by tuning in to the Pensacola Expert Panel this morning at 10:30. Join me, Tasca King. I'll show you how to navigate the changing and fast-growing landscape of digital advertising. This morning at 10:30 on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
The best local resource that happens to be entertaining. News Radio Pensacola is on 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620.
Party rock is in the house tonight.
Oh!
Everybody just have a good time.
I can feel this
tonight. And we gon' make you lose your mind.
Yeah.
We just wanna see you
shake that.
Oh yeah, getting started off. We're rocking over here. Wake
the
up.
M&Ms.
Yeah. This is one of those things where
Bobby,
people
are, dance.
Oh, sorry. Stay.
There you are.
It's club dancing.
Oh.
So time to club dance right here in the studio. This is Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay. I'm Bobby Rossi filling in for Andrew as he's out this week. So before we get over to David Wayne, I do want to share this story real quick, a little connection to Pensacola. I'll tell you what the connection is in a second. But first, there was a situation that could have been way worse. There was an air show in Michigan called Thunder Over Michigan. And one of the planes that was flying in this air show was a Soviet era MiG-23.
Okay.
So the old, you know, fighter jet from Soviet during the Cold War. And it crashed during the air show. There was a pilot, and then there was a backseat rider or pilot or somebody. They both ejected, luckily, so that's good. They're safe. They were transported to the hospital just to make sure there was nothing wrong. No word yet on why they needed to eject, but of course, when they ejected, plane's got to go down somewhere.
Right, right.
It crashed into an apartment complex, like the parking lot, and luckily, nobody was hurt.
Oh, thank God.
It didn't hit anybody in the apartment complex or in the, you know, no debris hit anybody. It's like, what?
That's amazing. I'm so glad.
It's amazing. Yeah, it's absolutely amazing. They and so they're still trying to investigate like what might have happened. I'm thinking, well, I don't know, maybe it's an old freaking plane that they probably shouldn't have been flying.
Right. World War II.
What's the connection to Pensacola? I was saying there would be a connection to Pensacola on this. We just had our air show just a month ago, and at this air show, I'm pretty sure it was the same plane.
Oh, man.
We had a MiG-23 that was you know, doing, he was just making passes, which is kind of funny because all it did is like go fast, and then would come back again, and you're just like, okay, so it doesn't really do any fancy maneuvers, it just goes fast.
Right.
Well, this MiG-23 just went down in Michigan here just a month later, so it is now a destroyed plane. There's nothing really left of that, but luckily the pilot is okay, and when it crashed down into an apartment complex parking lot, nobody got injured. That's amazing.
That is amazing.
Yeah. Let's go over to David Wayne in the newsroom. David?
Well, I heard you talking about the Maui wildfires earlier. The death toll from the Lahana fire now up to 93. They've been out using cadaver dogs to search for remains there. Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker has signed a new law, which he says will hold firearm manufacturers accountable for crimes committed with their products. Pritzker was speaking Saturday at a gun safety conference in Chicago. He signed the Firearm Industry Responsibility Act there, and that'll allow people to take gun manufacturers to court. And Bobby, you've seen flash mobs, right?
Oh, yeah.
Well, there's a investigation in Los Angeles for a flash mob robbery. Apparently, it happened at a Nordstrom in a mall there. About 30 to 50 people assembled in a flash, robbed the store, and ransacked the whole thing. Apparently, they took between $60,000 and $100,000 worth of merchandise.
Geez.
That's a lot. That's a big hit.
That's a big one. Yeah, I remember this became like a trend last year, like early last year. All these flash mobs would like just storm places, run in real fast. It'd be like 10 people, and then they'd run right back out. I don't remember any of them being that big of a hit though. 100,000 and what did you say, 50 people or something?
Yeah, they said 30 to 50 people, and yeah, $60,000 to $100,000 worth of merchandise taken. Just be tough to stay in business taking that kind of a loss.
Yeah, can you imagine being a security guard at that one? You're just sitting there, and all of a sudden, 30, 50 people are running all at the same time.
Well, I was looking for a job when I found this one.
Yeah,
see y'all later.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, at that point, you just kind of just cross your arms and just like go ahead. Just do what you're going to do. So,
Time to take your break.
Yeah, just time to take your break. Yeah, like
I'll be back in 20.
Yeah,
right, I'm taking my Chick-fil-A.
I'm taking my 15.
Yeah, wow.
Right at the same time. Yeah, that's pretty vicious right there.
Did they do a dance?
that would be the best.
Freeze on and be like, summer loving.
They've all got the little canes and the top hats. They're robbing the store and dancing their way out.
Yeah. I was going to say all the flash mobs.
Because usually the flash mobs were like a dance thing.
Yes,
where like you're just in the mall.
Fun
and all
music.
One person starts to dance, and next thing you know, like 50 people join them. That'd be funny if they did it that way. Instead of just like rushing the building, instead they just all go into the building. They're all in different departments. And then somebody just kicks off a little dance. They start doing a dance routine. And then all at once, they just grab something and run out at the same time. I mean, I'm not advocating for that. It's just,
here it is.
There you go.
Let's put this stuff in our jackets. In our jackets. I don't know.
Security and their employees are like, this is fun. People are dancing and putting stuff in their bags.
That's right,
this is really
Picasso,
cool. Wait, where
they
are they going?
At Nordstrom's.
Yeah.
All right. Sorry.
They're like, this is a fun way to shop. 50 people all dancing at the same time, putting stuff in their bags. Wait a minute. Where are they going?
This isn't Aldi.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's weird.
Oh, boy. Illinois Governor Pritzker allowing Illinois citizens, at least, this is going to have a challenge, a legal challenge to this. This will go all the Supreme Court. Illinois has historically been one of the more anti-firearm states we've had, and they've lost just about every lawsuit that they've ever been challenged on with their gun laws. Particularly the city of Chicago, the state has not really had anti-gun laws, for lack of a better word. It's always usually been Chicago. So it's interesting to see that the state of Illinois now is trying to step up and go, hey, look, you can sue gun manufacturers for responsibility, which to me is ridiculous. It's one of those frivolous lawsuit type things. I remember seeing a lawsuit years ago, 15, 20 years ago, where somebody jumped out of their boat while the engine was running. And so they got their foot pretty mangled by the propeller. They sued the propeller manufacturer, like the person who made the propeller, and they won the lawsuit. And now, of course, it got appealed later. I don't know what happened to the appeal, but I just remember the fact that you could sue the person who made the propeller because you're the idiot who left the engine on and jumped in the water. Whatever.
Fox News, I'm CJ Papa. 96 people now confirmed dead in the wildfires on Maui. That number expected to rise in the fifth deadliest wildfire in U.S. history. No official cause on how the wildfire started, but could the loss of life been prevented?
Now a class action lawsuit points the finger at Hawaiian Electric, saying that they ignored weather warnings and kept lines electrified and even amid high winds and high fire danger. Hawaiian Electric says they can't comment on pending litigation.
Fox's Max Gordon in Maui. Hunter Biden's attorneys claim federal prosecutors turned their backs on the plea deal that would have settled tax and firearm charges against President Biden's son. North Korea's state media says leader Kim Jong-un toured munitions factories, ordering a drastic increase in production of missiles and other weapons. America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning, 531, News Radio 92.3. I'm David Wayne. Well, school is back in session, preparing for the first full week back this week. And that means firefighters are going to be back out in school zones doing safety standbys. You may see some fire trucks if you're driving past a school zone. It's just a reminder to keep kids safe and slow down as you're headed by those locations. A century man now accused of stealing a utility trailer, then robbing and hitting a witness with a baseball bat. 59-year-old Julius Ray Harris was arrested last week. According to the sheriff's office report, Harris and another suspect had taken a utility trailer from a residence in Century, then sold it to a concrete contractor for $1,000. He's accused of threatening a witness, hitting them with a baseball bat. Deputies say a second suspect is wanted in the case. A third warrant is also pending. Well, despite this never-ending heat wave, fall is getting a little bit closer. That means hunting season will be here before we know it. The Florida FWC offering free hunter safety internet completion courses in Molino, Cantonment, Jay, and Milton. Hunter safety courses help students to learn the rules and regulations, be responsible and knowledgeable hunters. They'll also learn about conservation. Now, the online course has to be completed before you can take the hunter safety class. Firearms, ammunition, and materials required for that course are provided by the FWC as part of the course. And if you're interested in taking it, register online at the FWC website, or you can call their local office at 850-413-0085. A woman claims she was kidnapped and kept in a cage in Orange County. Deputies arrested three men and a woman over the weekend after the alleged victim was able to escape and contacted neighbors. The sheriff's office says the woman in her 40s had been bound with duct tape and kept in a dog cage in a shed behind a home. That woman did have minor injuries. The suspects, ranging in age from 19 to 39, all currently have been arrested and are being held without bond there. It is 5:34 at News Radio 92.3, and let's get a look at our Channel 3 weather forecast.
Another hot, humid day today with temperatures warming up near 98 degrees in the afternoon, feeling much warmer, like 110 or higher. 20% chance of a stray shower, but most of us staying sunny. Overnight tonight, we're going to stay warm in the 80s, 81 degrees for your low, and Tuesday, 60% chance of showers and thunderstorms, high near 98. Tuesday night, temperatures dropping near 75. Stay connected to the Channel 3 News First Warning Weather Team. Download the WEAR-TV weather app. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Warning Weather Center.
82 in Pensacola, 84 in Gulf Breeze, 81 in Milton, and we are seeing a triple-digit heat index already this morning all across the area. Your next news at 6, breaking news anytime it happens. I'm David Wayne for News Radio 92.3.
Tune in to News Radio Pensacola on the FM dial at 92.3 and 95.3. Listen on the AM dial at 1620. Stream us online at newsradio923.com or download the News Radio Pensacola app. You can also listen to podcasts of all of our local shows on demand and get news and traffic alerts. Listen to local talk shows in the morning and afternoon drive, and we're Pensacola's home for Brian Kilmeade. News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Ready or not, Educational Opportunity Centers will get you there. To college, to the workforce, or to start a new career pathway.
Funded by the Department of Education, we are your free community resource for adults in Escambia and Santa Rosa County seeking higher education. Located on Pensacola State College campuses in Pensacola, Warrington, and Milton.
It's never too late to start. For wherever you want to go, get there with Educational Opportunity Centers.
Call 850-484-1961 today for a free consultation.
What would you think of a car mechanic that, when you took your car in to see him, said, you know, I don't think you really need to fix this right now. It's going to be fine. I mean, it seems counterintuitive that somebody try to talk you out of doing business with them, but at least you'd know they were honest. You would know that they were telling you for sure what was right. So what about a realtor who tells you maybe sometimes it's better not to buy, or it's better to keep renting? May seem counterintuitive, but it does happen. I know because I watched Christina Leavenworth make a video about this just recently where she said, you know, there are some circumstances where it actually makes more sense for you to rent. And then she went through and listed all of them. And the point of that is simply this. Why would a realtor try to talk you out of buying a home unless she was always just passionate about giving you the best information for whatever your circumstance is? See, that's the Christina Leavenworth that I know. You can always count on her to give you the straight answer, even if it's counterintuitive or something that doesn't like personally benefit her, because she just wants to see everybody get the best advice. So when it comes to buying or selling a home, I mean, you just can't do any better than that. 723-9158 for Christina Leavenworth and her team at Leavenworth Realty.
A better air filter on your air conditioner is nice, but it isn't enough. It takes a lot more than that to clean the air you breathe. Join Todd Zadors with Gulf Coast Air on the Pensacola Expert Panel today at 10 and learn how to keep pollen, bacteria, and other pollutants out of your lungs. Remember that Todd always says if you don't have a good air filter, you are one. That's Gulf Coast Air Care on the Pensacola Expert Panel today at 10.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
We're committed to providing you with the latest and most accurate information during hurricane season. So tune in to News Radio Pensacola for the latest updates and stay safe.
Pensacola, I'm Bobby Rossi, filling in for Andrew McKay on Pensacola Morning News. If you'd like to weigh in, text 850-437-1620, 850-437-1620. Got a couple texts here, one of them pointing out that the MiG that crashed in Michigan was not the exact same MiG that flew in our air show.
Hey, different MiG.
All right, well, that's good, but yeah. Still, terrible story. And
it is.
The fact that the Soviet era plane went down. And we just had a Soviet-era plane fly over Pensacola is really the connection I was hoping to make. But here's another text. So Illinois just passed a bill. The governor signed it where citizens can sue gun manufacturers and hold them responsible for firearm shootings. Text here, holding gun makers liable for how humans use them after purchasing is like holding auto manufacturers responsible for car wrecks. Or alcohol beverage makers for car wrecks and DUIs. Once more, government is trying to control commerce and lessen personal responsibility. It's more than that, though. Look, like I said, Illinois is the last state in the union to pass concealed carry, and they did it just within the last 10 years. And they just don't want guns in their state. I remember when I moved to, I've shared this story before. I moved to Illinois. I did a radio show there south of Chicago for 3 or 4 years. I remember when I first got the gig, like the offer, I was like, this is going to be awesome. I'm moving to the land of Lincoln.
Right. That's right.
To the land of Lincoln. Ronald Reagan. Ronald Reagan grew up here and he went to college there and he was on the radio.
I didn't know he was from Illinois.
Yeah. He's
okay.
From Illinois.
I did not know
Eureka.
That.
Eureka, Illinois.
No kidding.
And in fact, Eureka College there has a portion of the Berlin Wall
came
down.
Wow, because of Reagan.
Yeah,
because
of Reagan. They got this whole Ronald Reagan wing and stuff.
Neat.
So I'm thinking, I'm moving to Illinois, the land of Lincoln, the land of Reagan. This is amazing. And then I got there, and the first week I was there, I find out that I have to register myself because I own firearms. And I was like, wait, what? And then I found out that the state had just gotten rid of capital punishment, which I just moved from Texas, whereas Ron White jokes that Texas has a conveyor belt for the you know, the capital punishment. So then I find and then I was there during the trial of Rod Blagojevich, the governor, going to jail. And I'm like, wait a minute. This is no longer the land of Lincoln and Reagan. This is the land of Obama and Rod Blagojevich and like some of these other individuals that politically I disagree with. And I was like, I'm not in this. I'm not in the land of freedom. And this is
the wrong state for me.
This is the wrong state for me. This is the it was kind of bizarre. So they're very anti. They just don't want guns in the state. And I can't say the state. One thing I also learned about Illinois, I did not know until I moved there. The state is extremely divided. I mean, there is a push to try to divide the state to North Illinois and South Illinois, because basically north of I-80 is Chicago, and south of I-80 is farmland and rural area. And
see, I would think it'd be highly conservative, like the whole state. So
rest of the state is highly conservative. That's what I found. The rest of the state is highly conservative, but Chicago is not.
I guess I thought it would be, but that's because of what I see on the Bears. You know what I mean? I just assume they'd be, you know.
Yeah.
okay. Not that they can't be not conservative.
But Chicago's very, very Democrat leaning, liberal leaning, and the population far outweighs the rest of the rural part of the state, even though the state's huge.
Absolutely.
Rural, not a lot of citizens compared to Chicago. Mm-hmm. So basically Chicago rules the state. And so the rest of the state hates that Chicago, because the rest of the state's fairly conservative. Not I can't say they're Texas conservative, though, or even Florida conservative. They're not that conservative, but they definitely lean more middle.
Oh, sure.
Middle right. And Chicago does not. Chicago's definitely left. And so there's been a the people have been wanting to split, like, let Chicago be its own state and let us be our own state, because we're tired of being controlled by Chicago. So when I say Illinois doesn't want guns, really, I mean Chicago doesn't want guns.
That's fairly true.
Yeah, I got to clarify that, because the rest of the state, very gun friendly. And in fact, one of my friends from that I made while I lived there, he owns a gun range, an outdoor shooting range. And
which are a blast.
Yeah.
They're fun.
Yeah, literally. And his outdoor shooting range actually has sniper, like a sniper rifle range. So it's 600 feet.
Awesome.
You have to have special, like, he won't just let anybody go shoot on there.
Less awesome. But yeah. Just kidding. Go ahead. Yeah.
But he does demonstrations once a year. He's the only person I've met personally who has a permit from the government to own automatic firearms. He also owns a permit to own things like 50 caliber machine guns, which are like the big. He has permits to own cannons. And so, like, once a year, he'll do a big demonstration. He'll throw a car out onto the sniper range and he'll just destroy it with some of the most amazing firearms you've ever seen
in
your life.
You have the coolest friends. Yeah, he's a pretty cool dude. That's awesome.
South of Chicago. South of Chicago, people are like that. And everybody comes out and they enjoy it and they have a good time. Chicago's not like that. They're like, no. So that's why that passed. So, yeah, I agree with you on that comment, though. Holding gun manufacturers liable is not necessarily the best thing. 82 degrees here. We have an excessive heat warning once again. It'll be that way pretty much all week long. It'll be a high of 96 today, very humid and hot. And it's going to be one of those blah days. It's going to be. I saw this story here. Don't cover a whole lot of Alabama stuff, but I know a lot of people go to the Wharf.
Wharf is great. Have you been?
I have been.
Yeah.
And that's why I wanted to bring this story up. So apparently on the north side of the Intercoastal Waterway, so the Wharf is on the south side, north side of it, on the other end, is the Bama Bayou building. It was an apartment complex or a condo. It was like 7 stories tall, had a pool and a hot tub and all sorts of stuff, but it's been abandoned for years. It just, the owners, it wasn't making money. The owners finally just abandoned it, just said for whatever.
We could go live in it. Just kidding. Right. Come on.
No, at this point, it's been abandoned long enough. I think it would be more like a haunted tour type of a place.
Even better. Heck yeah, man.
Yeah, I guess that's true. maybe better for you, not for me. I don't like to pee my pants in public. So there.
That makes one of us.
So there's. Just kidding. The Wharf has purchased that property, and now they're starting to tear it down.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. And the wharf is going to develop some sort of new development on that north end of the Intercoastal Waterway. They're going to call it the Wharf Landing. So here's my thing. So I like the wharf. I think it's pretty nice.
It's great.
There's good concerts out there. I think, isn't
fun
this
stores
isn't this week, I think we're getting, dadgum, we're getting Luke Bryan or somebody coming out to the wharf.
Oh, you'd have to ask the hillbillies across the hall. I'm just kidding.
Hey, Kat!
I'm just kidding. I could look it up. There's always great shows.
There's something going on this weekend.
Absolutely, yeah.
But here's
I'll look it up while we're talking.
Okay, look that up. So here's the thing, though, about the wharf. So it's I like it for the, it's got good venues and everything. But almost every time I go, businesses are out of business. Like the rental, like the retail spaces.
It seems like that. Yeah,
it seems like every time I go, there's a new business or there's just, the business is just closed. And so I'm thinking like, okay, so you're wanting to expand the wharf when it seems like half of the retail units are either vacant or they're constantly going out of business. Like there's a lot of turnover with the retail units. And so it just kind of seems weird to me that the wharf's willing to expand even further. Now, don't get me wrong. I think it's going to, I think it's still going to grow. Like OWA is like, you know, it's still growing.
Yeah.
It's still exploding.
Yeah.
That whole area is going to continue to grow and expand. But it's just like right now, it just seems weird because it's, there's no traffic.
No, but you're right. When you go over there, like, but there's plenty of parking, and it's Eric Church in concert
Eric
for
Church,
3 days in a row.
One.
Man, he puts on the best show, even if you're not a country fan. Oh my gosh, yeah.
Never
like
been
I got
Eric Church. Yeah,
the best. All if right. it's not sold out, and I have money, I will buy you a ticket, Bobby. They are so great.
I'll just crash the place.
Yeah,
I'll just
you
go
should.
In.
Yeah, just go in. And Brent Lane's friend. That seriously worked for me one time. It's like I also co-host that. Never mind. Thank you for letting me in.
Yeah, that's right.
But yeah, that is a great show. But you're right. Yeah, there's some restaurants there that you and I would look forward to going because of course Cat Country. I don't work there anymore, and I kid with these guys, and they're great. But it
you
does
mean the hillbillies you, across the
hillbillies
hall?
Across the hall. Okay. I know they're so wonderful. No. You know we're all family. Here.
Hillbillies and, are wonderful people.
They absolutely. Some of my best friends are hillbillies.
That's right.
I'm just kidding. They're great. But no. But you would have your heart set on like this specific store, and I don't want to call anybody out in case they're back open again, or this specific diner to get this specific Cherry Coke, or you know whatever. Yep. So I can get there early, and it's like. Oh,
where'd
man.
You go?
Yeah, you know, but then they'll have some other stuff that pops up that you haven't seen in a
like
while.
Like I said,
so,
it's like a it's like a rotating door, revolving door for these businesses.
It is, yeah.
So that seems odd to me that the wharf would be willing to expand even further when they already have a hard time trying to keep tenants.
Yeah, maybe. Well, maybe.
Is the movie theater even open still?
I'm trying to remember. I think the movie theater is open. Yeah, the last time I went over there, it was around COVID, so it was.
Oh,
I mean, it was
a
long time ago. I know, but that's when I was working for Cat. Yeah, so it's been a little while. But
do we chew traffic right now? Or we don't.
No, but the roads are fine. Just so you know, 437-1620. You can text in any traffic tips and keep in mind that buses are back on the roads. School started back in session, of course, last week. So there you are, News Radio 92.3.
So, Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay. I'm Bobby Rossi filling in for Andrew. And then the other story I wanted to hit on just real briefly, the Pelican drop. So, Mayor D.C. Reeves basically told Andrew McKay last week, the Pelican drop's just too expensive for the city to do it. It's been, I don't even know the last time we did it. It's been years. 2017.
Yeah. Wow.
I can't believe it's been that long.
Is it really? Yeah.
Because it seems like it was just, I know we haven't had it for a couple of years, but I guess COVID messed everything up, right? Like,
COVID did.
I'm just missing 2 years of.
Absolutely. Yeah. Before COVID, Pelican was like, to heck with that.
So that was before COVID. But to me, that was one of the really like positive things about Pensacola. Like, we had our own thing. We didn't drop the Big Apple. We got the Pelican. We don't need the Big Apple.
Yeah. I was working at TK when we started the TK did not start the Pelican drop, but
Pensacola.
But one of our friends did. Like my friend Jason made that Pelican out of metal, and he's a great metal sculpturist and does a bunch of stuff. But it was neat. A metallurgist. That's right. So everybody would go downtown, and it was Brent and Dana at the time, and who I did not know. But just bringing that Pelican down, and it was the neatest thing. The biggest gallery night ever. Yeah. Everybody's getting along. Just adorable.
And it was family friendly.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah. The bubble stomp and all of that. But it did start to get rough. Towards nights, and I have to wonder if that's
That might be part of it. Mayor Reeves did say that it's 50 police officers they've estimated they have to use to patrol the area.
It's just on that one side of government. I mean, we've been there.
Yeah, it's
rough that night.
So yeah, it can be. So I guess the cost is just too much for the city of Pensacola. I'm disappointed in it, but that it's gone. But I mean, it is more of a frivolous, you know, not needed type thing, a little insipid, but it's enjoyable. It's a good thing for the community.
Are they going to put speed bumps over all the panhandlers?
I guess oh my nobody God. Nobody wants to personally shell out the dough private wise. Yeah. It makes me wonder if there's somebody, you know, if you're going to get private donations to try to do it. How does New York City do the Big Apple drop? Does the city pay for it?
I assume it's sponsored or something, but I don't know.
So why
don't
we sponsor this thing?
They absolutely did for a long time. Danny from Zimmern from Pensacola Mardi Gras did it for a while. Like, and he would get sponsors and stuff, but it's hard to pay for everything. And
yeah, I guess so.
They put it at different sides of the street.
Well, I'm disappointed. I got a couple of random facts here for you. How about this?
Cool.
Irving Berlin is the only Oscar winner in history who presented the award to himself. He won a Best Original Song in 1943 for writing White Christmas in the movie Holiday Inn. Yeah. He said later the opening of the envelope was extremely awkward, so the rules were changed the following year to make sure that never happened ever again.
Can you imagine?
And the winner for Best Original Song is me.
That's right.
They're like, I don't believe you. Show me the form. Here's another one. Herpes. Herpes is an ancient Greek word that means creeping. Yeah.
Well,
the disease got its name because the blisters would creep across your skin.
Well, that makes sense. Yeah.
There you go.
The downtown scratchies.
No idea.
Are creepy.
Then powdered wigs became popular in the 1500s because so many men were losing their hair.
So they just started putting
wigs on. Putting white wigs on, make it fashionable. Here's the thing, though, I did not know, because I actually did know that part. I didn't know this part. The reason why they were losing their hair was due to syphilis. So, what?
Another case of the downtown scratches. Look at that.
Hey, that's so funny. And then, you know, Volkswagen, the vehicle, pretty good vehicle.
VW, yeah.
They got a good style. They got the Volkswagen Beetle and the van and now fancy cars like the Atlas now. Mm-hmm. Volkswagen has its own brand of sausage in Germany. And they actually sell more sausages than cars. Well, that's actually not surprising.
That's true? Wow. Okay.
Yeah, there you go. A little factoids for
you.
You're
going to have to try this Volkswagen sausage.
Volkswagen sausage.
Come on, DoorDash.
Does it taste like Beatles? That's what I don't know.
Oh, right? I know. It's a daisy vase. Come on.
That was terrible. All right. Coming up here next, quick update from David Wayne over in the newsroom on News Radio 92.3. Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay. I'm Bobby Rossi, filling in for Andrew.
When you were 18, you spent your spring break in Cancun. The party was legendary. And you speak of it often, even though you don't remember half of it. The geeky kid who sat across from you in math class stayed home, practicing calculus. You made fun of her. A lot. That is, until last year, when you owed the IRS a lot of money and called the certified public accountants at Benakis & Associates. And she answered the phone. Who's laughing now? The number crunchers at Benakis & Associates live and breathe accounting and tax preparation. It's practically in their DNA. When you need to know what the heck a Form 656-PPV is, call Benakis & Associates. When you need a QuickBooks Pro advisor, call Benakis & Associates. When you need someone who practices long division for fun, call Benakis & Associates. Now in the historic district on 120 South Alkanes and online at flacpas.com. Benakis & Associates. Leave the numbers to the experts.
Quick, name two things that hiss. Did you say gas leak? If not, here are some safety tips. Look, listen, smell, and leave. Look for blowing dirt, dead plants, dry spots in moist areas, and bubbling water in creeks or ponds. Listen for a hissing sound near gas appliances or lines. Smell for a rotten egg odor. If you detect any of these signs, leave immediately and call Pensacola Energy at 850-474-5300. Snakes and cats aren't the only things that hiss. Learn more at PensacolaEnergy.com.
Pregnancy can be an exciting time, but for many moms, it can mean feeling anxious, depressed, confused, or overwhelmed. Either during pregnancy or after having your baby, you may not quite feel like yourself. If you're experiencing these feelings, you are not alone, and mental health issues can be treated. Talk with your OB or connect with a mental health provider in your area by visiting flbhimpact.org. This message is supported by the Health Resources and Services Administration, the Florida Department of Health, the Florida Association of Broadcasters, and this station.
The Florida Department of Health in Escambia County works to protect, promote, and improve the health of everyone in your community. Listen in tomorrow at 10:30 to the Pensacola Expert Panel when Director Marie Mott will give a public health update. That's tomorrow at 10:30 on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
As a small business owner, what keeps you up at night? Just knowing if your email got hacked or your phone system went down, it could cost you thousands in revenue, as well as your reputation. That's where Data Revolution comes in with their unique position to take care of you and your business IT support, phone systems, cybersecurity, and more. Secure it and sleep better at night by going to datarevs.com. Winner of the 2021 Best of the Bay for IT support, datarevs.com.
Text alerts are a great way to stay informed and connected. They're quick, easy, and convenient.
So what are you waiting for?
Download the News Radio Pensacola app and opt in for push notifications.
Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay. I'm Bobby Rossi filling in for Andrew. 82 degrees, going to be a high of about 96 today. Going to be a hot one, hot and humid. Yeah, we are under an excessive heat warning, though, so please be careful as you're out and about. And if you know any elderly individuals and
yeah, check on your elderly friends and neighbors. Make sure your pets have plenty of water and shade before you leave the house.
Yes, definitely that, too. Let's go over to David Wayne over in the newsroom. David?
Yes, 8 people apparently were injured in a mass shooting in downtown Memphis over the weekend. The victims were all between 19 and 54, and apparently there were dozens of gunshots fired into a crowd. So far, the investigation's still ongoing there, and apparently no suspect has been arrested, at least as of yet. A Nebraska judge has ruled in favor of abortion and gender-affirming care bans. The state passed those bans back in May. Combining them both together in a last-minute decision. Planned Parenthood had challenged the bill. They argued it violated their state law, but a judge upheld those on Friday. And apparently the Barbie movie is still doing pretty good for a fourth week. Greta Gerwig's blockbuster movie still at the top of the box office with a weekend gross of $33.7 million, apparently. I still haven't seen that. I don't plan on it, really.
So
I think it looks awesome.
I saw it. It actually surprised me. It was better than I thought it was going to be. I mean, I have a 13-year-old daughter, so she was like, oh, I'm going to see Barbie. Oh, okay.
She is not 13.
Yeah,
oh, my gosh.
My youngest,
okay.
Yeah. She's 13 now. So I was like, all right, let's go check it out. And so we saw it, and I was surprised by it. It was funny. It was more intellectual than I thought it would be. And but my son went with his girlfriend to go see it. They said they almost walked out. And I was like, really? Why? And he said, I just felt like it was propaganda. I was like, what do you mean? And he said, the message was, if you don't like your boyfriend or your husband, just go get girlfriends. And the message was, men rule the world, and it would be better if women ruled the world. And I was like, oh, I guess I can see that message. I didn't really take it that way watching it, but yeah, I could see that message.
How old is your son?
19. Yeah, so he just turned 19.
Chip off the old block.
Yeah, we'll chip off the old block here.
I love that.
Assessing things. Well, his girlfriend's got a tattoo on her forearm. It's 1776, and you know they're very freedom and.
Oh my gosh! Well, of course they are.
Yes,
but you saw the movie and you didn't see that.
I mean, I could see a little bit of it, but that
like
really
looking back.
What I really saw was my female empowerment. Like,
gotcha.
Women can do. You know, just as good, if not better than men in many ways. But I didn't see it as a way to, like, degrade men. I mean, Will Ferrell plays kind of like this male figurehead. And Will Ferrell, of course, plays this buffoon. And so, to me, it just kind of played men aren't like that. But, so I didn't really catch it that way. But, yeah, huge. But I think this is going to be the end of the Barbie thing this week. Blue Beetle comes out this week. And I think that's going to... That it's superhero movie, and superhero movies usually just dominate.
That's
so
true, yeah.
I'll see that. Now, whereas, by the way, I didn't like Oppenheimer. I was way disappointed.
Listen on air.